The pounding on the little gray door had returned, firm and relentless. Security guard Ernesto Russo grumbled in frustration. The strange, cold-eyed soldier was apparently back, but his timing could not have been worse. The televised football match was in overtime, with Fiorentina a man short and hanging by a thread. The pounding continued. Ernesto was no fool. He knew there was some kind of trouble out there this morning, all the sirens and soldiers, but he had never been one to involve himself in matters that didn't affect him directly.
Pazzo è colui che bada ai fatti altrui.
Then again, the soldier was clearly someone of importance, and ignoring him was probably unwise. Jobs in Italy were hard to find these days, even boring ones. Stealing a last glance at the game, Ernesto headed off toward the pounding on the door. He still couldn't believe he was paid to sit in his tiny office all day and watch television. Perhaps twice a day, a VIP tour would arrive outside the space, having walked all the way from the Uffizi Gallery. Ernesto would greet them, unlock the metal grate, and permit the group to pass through to the little gray door, where their tour would end in the Boboli Gardens. Now, as the pounding grew more intense, Ernesto opened the steel grate, moved through it, and then closed and locked it behind him. "See?" he shouted above the sounds of pounding as he hurried to the gray door. No reply. The pounding continued.
"Insomma."
He finally unlocked the door and pulled it open, expecting to see the same lifeless gaze from a moment ago. But the face at the door was far more attractive.
"Ciao,"
a pretty blonde woman said, smiling sweetly at him. She held out a folded piece of paper, which he instinctively reached out to accept. In the instant he grasped the paper and realized it was nothing but a piece of trash off the ground, the woman seized his wrist with her slender hands and plunged a thumb into the bony carpal area just beneath the palm of his hand. Ernesto felt as if a knife had just severed his wrist. The slicing stab was followed by an electric numbness. The woman stepped toward him and the pressure increased exponentially, starting the pain cycle all over again. He staggered backward, trying to pull his arm free, but his legs went numb and buckled beneath him, and he slumped to his knees. The rest happened in an instant. A tall man in a dark suit appeared in the open doorway, slipped inside, and quickly closed the gray door behind him. Ernesto reached for his radio, but a soft hand behind his neck squeezed once, and his muscles seized up, leaving him gasping for breath. The woman took the radio as the tall man approached, looking as alarmed by her actions as Ernesto was.
"Dim Mac,"
the blonde said casually to the tall man.
"Chinese pressure points. There's a reason why they've been around for 3 millennia.
The man watched in wonder.
"Non vogliamo farti del male,"
the woman whispered to Ernesto, easing the pressure on his neck. "We don't want to hurt you." The instant the pressure decreased, Ernesto tried to twist free, but the pressure promptly returned and his muscles seized again. He gasped in pain, barely able to breathe.
"Dobbiamo passare,"
she said. "We need to get through." She motioned to the steel grate, which Ernesto had thankfully locked behind him.
"Dove la chiave?" "Non ce l'ho,"
he managed. "I don't have the key." The tall man advanced past them to the grating and examined the mechanism. "It's a combination lock," he called back to the woman, his accent American. The woman knelt down next to Ernesto, her brown eyes like ice.
"Quale la combinazione?"
she demanded.
"Non posso,"
he replied.
"I'm not permitted."
Something happened at the top of his spine, and Ernesto felt his entire body go limp. An instant later, he blacked out. When he came to, Ernesto sensed he had been drifting in and out of consciousness for several minutes. He recalled some discussion, more stabs of pain, being dragged, perhaps. It was all a blur. As the cobwebs cleared, he saw a strange sight. His shoes lying on the floor nearby with their laces removed. It was then that he realized he could barely move. He was lying on his side with his hands and feet bound behind him, apparently with his shoelaces. He tried to yell, but no sound came. One of his own socks was stuffed in his mouth. The true moment of fear, however, came an instant later, when he looked up and saw his television set playing the football match.
I'm in my office. Inside the grate.
In the distance, Ernesto could hear the sound of running footsteps departing along the corridor, and then, slowly, they faded to silence.
Non è possibile.
Somehow, the blonde woman had persuaded Ernesto to do the one thing he was hired never to do: reveal the combination for the lock on the entrance to the famed Vasari corridor.